الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اطيعوا الله واطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. With regard to this ayat, which has been under discussion for a few days now, in which Allah Ta'ala commands that we must be obedient to Allah, fulfill the commands of Allah and His Rasul. And then thirdly, ulil amri minkum, those who have got the matters in their hands, whether that refers to a Muslim government that rules according to Islam, or it refers to the ulama and the mashayikh. And so with regard to that, the Maulana Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi says that Allah Ta'ala has sent two particular favors of His on earth. One is hifz, to memorize, and the other is understanding, to have proper understanding. The ni'mat of hifz, memorizing, as we know, all the hafiz the Quran, which is a miracle only exclusive to the Muslims. No other people in the world, religious people, scientists, politicians, memorize their memorandums or memorize their constitutions or anything, or even the textbooks of scientists, of mathematicians. It is only the Muslims in the world that memorize the Quran Sharif, and this is a miracle, an open miracle, not only for Muslims to see, but for non-Muslims also. But unfortunately, we don't recognize, we don't appreciate what value has a hafiz, the Quran, got in our heart. Even the hafiz himself doesn't think of it as a special favor from Allah. It is a great favor. And then not only the Quran Sharif, but even the hadith, and especially those whom Allah Ta'ala had chosen to memorize hadith. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah ali, Imam Muslim rahmatullah ali, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Abu Dawud, great, great people. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah ali, he had such a memory that at one place the ulama wanted to test him and see that what is his memory of hadith, how much does he know hadith. So they put him on the platform and 10 ulama narrated 10 hadith to him. And all the hadith were correct, but the line of narrators, those who narrated the hadith, they made some changes in there. Like for example, Anas ibn Malik, Anas the son of Malik. They just changed that to Malik ibn Anas. That Malik the son of Anas, whereas it was Anas the son of Malik. Like that, small changes they made. Every hadith he said, I don't know that hadith. They say that you say you are hafiz a hadith, but every hadith you say you don't know. 100 hadith like that. When they finished the 100, each one narrated 10 hadith. He repeated the hadith the wrong way they read it. And he said, yeah, you made a mistake, and the correct is this. Such a memory he had. So anyway, this great blessing of memorizing hadith is also exclusive only to the Muslims in the world. No other nation, no other people have memorized anything of the religious matters, of the dunya's matters, as what Allah has blessed the Muslims. And then the other great ni'mat of understanding, that Allah Ta'ala had blessed the fuqaha and the mashayikh, the sufiya, to get the understanding of deen. And from this knowledge, which is so solid, the Quran knowledge and the hadith knowledge, and to make istinbat, to deduce masalas from there, to have that deep understanding, that is what exclusive only to the ulama also of this ummah. The four great jurors, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ali, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ali, Imam Malik ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah, this Allah Ta'ala has blessed them. No other nation has got this kind of understanding and a composition of jurisprudence, that is of the laws of Islam. All the different, starting right from aqaid also, and then all taharat, how to purify ourselves, namaz, roza, zakat, every detail, marriage, divorce, everything has been codified and given to us ready made. So these are two great ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah with. And so as far as the hadith is concerned, that the whole ummah accepts wholeheartedly that these are the great works of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Muslim, Tirmizi, Abu Dawood, Sharif, etc. The Salafis who say that to follow any imam, it is shirk and it is bidat, they say. But they also follow Imam Bukhari with blind eyes. They haven't got that knowledge of classifying hadith, of saying which narrator of the hadith was born in which year, whether he lived in the life of another narrator, whether it was possible for him to meet him or anything. They don't have any of that knowledge. They follow the imams of hadith. They are very proud and very promptly they will present hadith of Bukhari, hadith of Muslim Sharif, etc. So they also make blind taqleed of the imams of hadith. But when it comes to fiqh and these great men whom Allah has blessed, then there they want to use their own brains and they don't want to follow these great people. And these great people in fact came before the muhaddithin. Before Imam Bukhari was born, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh was on the scene. He lived, he codified and he gave us the laws of Sharia. After that only Imam Bukhari came much later after that. So they have a problem to follow the imams, but the imams of hadith, that they follow and accept wholeheartedly. What is the criteria? So anyway, Allah has blessed us and we must understand that our mazhabs that we have, Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, these are also 100% correct and Allah has chosen them. Just as in the hadith kitabs, these are the famous kitabs. We all have heard and we don't have to be ulama to know about Bukhari and to know about Muslim. Everyone knows about that. So besides them, there were many other muhaddithin and many other kitabs of hadith have been written. But Allah had chosen these kitabs, particularly these four, and the six famous kitabs of fiqh of hadith, which are accepted by the whole ummah. This was from Allah's side and Allah made it. So just like that, there were many other imams of fiqh also. Not only the four schools of thought of Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki and Hanbali, there were many others. But Allah Ta'ala had chosen these four to reign supreme. And people of the world subscribed to one of these four schools of thought. So this was the system of Allah Ta'ala. So the correct method for us is that we follow one of the four mazhabs. As we follow and we accept wholeheartedly Imam Bukhari and his hadith, Imam Muslim and his hadith. The same way we should accept wholeheartedly on the same criteria and the same principle, we should also be accepting the four imams. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this and we should make shukr that Allah has kept us on this correct path. Not on the path of the Salafis one side who everything they deny. There isn't virtue of this, almost everything they deny. And neither have Allah put us on the path of the Barelwis, where even wrong things they have included into deen. Allah gave us the middle path, which we call the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the ulama of Deoband. That is the perfect middle path Allah has given us, the correct path. So we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and the shukr is we should practice upon it. Allah gave us this ni'mat, we should practice upon it and bring the whole of deen into our lives. That is the appreciation. Ramzan will be coming soon, where the Taraweeh will be made in our masajid. The appreciation is we are there for Taraweeh in good time and every night we are there. Not we skip out nights or we just come for the first few nights and then we are absent, etc. We should be there and we should be well in advance with enthusiasm. And we should not look for the fastest Taraweeh, the earliest Taraweeh. We shouldn't look for that. We should look for the Taraweeh that is done properly. And that is done in time, not rushing. The Taraweeh is not like a burden. We just want to get rid of it over. That as soon as the time comes in, we make our Isha, fast, we make Taraweeh, we are finished. That's no achievement. Achievement is that we do it properly on its time, and we take our time to do it, and we take the full benefit of it. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this great deen that has been given to us. It is directly from Allah, and Allah used this great man to bring this deen to us. We should appreciate all that and follow accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.